Well, there's a fairly robust argument about that question, whether firms actually located in low-income and minority communities, or whether those communities became low-income and minority because the housing values fell and it was the one place people with limited means could afford. But, you know, honestly, Peter, I'm not sure that it actually matters as much. The point is, and the really fact is, that the neighborhoods of many of the most hazardous production facilities in the country are populated by low-income people, people of color, minority folks, people, disabled people who have limited means. And it's very hard to justify the fact that people who have the limited capacity that they do should live near really hazardous facilities. There are groups organized through the environmental justice community or environmental justice movement that are working on that. I work with a group called Coming Clean, which is a coalition of many groups around the country that are trying to work on safer chemicals. It includes a very strong environmental justice component that needs to be more developed. I think we as a nation have never taken it as seriously as we should, but I think we need to note that the people who are often at most risks are workers in these plants and the people who live next to them.